De La Vera says her selection as an International Woman of Courage and the treatment she's received since winning the award has been pleasantly unfamiliar.
It's a magical experience because as a human rights defender, we are not used to being appreciated. It's always negativity that we encounter.
For example, De La Vera received death threats and faced government resistance to her aggressive investigations of child abuse while serving as chair of her country's National Child Protection Authority. She says with lots of boots on the ground, the agency has great potential.
Locally, there are field child protection officers and child rights protection officers working with child victims. So if it is implemented properly, it's a wonderful institution. It's a wonderful government mechanism. But sadly, I had lots of obstacles, lots of unpleasant experiences when I tried to make this wonderful piece of legislation a ground reality in Sri Lanka.
With less than a year on the job, De La Vera unceremoniously was removed from the position, with notification from a subordinate while she was on the road about to deliver a speech at the opening of a school library. She went ahead with the speech, and back home, she regrouped.
I was sad for about 2 hours, but then I thought you don't need government position to work for community and to make your society better. If you have passion and if you have energy and if you have the drive, you can start your own organization. And that's exactly what I started to do.
The response from De La Vera was the founding of Sisters at Law, a nonprofit organization of pro bono attorneys for women and child victims of crime. In her country, this kind of work is groundbreaking.
Sri Lanka does not have a pro bono culture. Even while I'm here, the cases that are being heard, there's no one to argue those cases. So I have to pay people to appear on behalf of me while I'm in the U.S.
At this point, she says, there's no looking back. Sisters at Law now provides family strengthening programs and works to raise awareness of human rights abuses in Sri Lanka, including her creation of a street theater project to educate children about their rights and how to protect themselves from abuse. Sisters at Law also works to rescue children who may or may not have living parents who are trapped in orphanages.
There are so many social orphans where they have sometimes a mother only or a mother and father. And because of poverty, because of their economic circumstances, they think that the children would get a good deal in the orphanages. But actually, as chairperson of National Child Protection Authority, I had the power to visit these orphanages, and they are chambers of horror. They are absolutely horrible. Children are woken up in the morning by being kicked on their face, and the washrooms are horrible, the kitchen is horrible.
It's no surprise that her organization promotes alternatives to orphanages. Citing a recent child custody case, De La Vera points to her successful arguments in court that resulted in recognition of foster care in Sri Lankan law for the first time in the country's history.
And I told the judge, we cannot sign international treaties. We signed in 1989 the Child Rights Convention and said we are going to act in the best interest of the child. We are going to respect the child's rights to a happy home, to a life of dignity. This court is a court of justice, and you cannot send that child away where all the people speak a different language. That amounts to cruelty.
The judge was convinced, and the foster mom won custody. De La Vera's experience also includes work as a human rights trainer for the Army, police, public officials, and grassroots leaders. She served on committees focused on the rehabilitation of child soldiers, prison reform, and the prevention of domestic violence. During her visit to Pensacola, she had the opportunity to meet with the state attorney for the First Judicial Circuit's juvenile justice system, as well as representatives of other organizations involved in protecting the rights of children. She's going back home to Sri Lanka with a lot of great ideas to work on. Of particular interest is implementation of an initiative similar to the Guardian Ad Litem program.
The Australian government has just released funding for me to conduct training programs for magistrates, and this concept is going to be introduced. So it's a question of getting volunteers and getting them to follow up and to be a voice for the kids in the court system. When the children come to court, they're really intimidated and scared. It's frightening, actually, the court setup.
Additionally, De La Vera was intrigued with how Families First uses a computer program, much like online dating, to match children with prospective families, And she liked some of the case management models employed by 90 Works to help judges determine if a parent is suitable for custody. For Marini De La Vera, her designation as a 2019 International Woman of Courage has been a great honor, opening the door to collaborations that she'd like to continue.
I would like to extend my support network to Pensacola and to the United States, and to ask everyone to hold hands with me and assist me in my fight against child abuse and child rights violations.
Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.